It's chocolate time again, chocolate tasting, and I'm in the pink house in the Vobes special kitchen, as you know, and on the stove we have another load of hot milk. Well, it's not quite hot, but it is warming up. And with me to help me sample some chocolate, because it's a sad case if you've got to sample hot chocolate alone, I have Sarah Booker from the Worthing Herald, and she is a sub-editor. That's almost like, you know, being down in the basement with Eric, but not quite as bad, I would imagine. What's a sub-editor do, Sarah?
The sub-editor lays out the pages and orders out the stories and makes the headlines and the pictures and everything put together, so we build what the reporters write, and then I take it and make it into pages, or I put it on the website, or both.
Sounds a very important job.
It's very important. The sub is king.
Now, does sub-editors like chocolate? That's what I'm interested in. You impress me with your business role there, but I want to know really if you like chocolate.
I like chocolate. I don't know if every sub does.
No. Right. OK. Well, we're going to find out if this sub does. And because you have selected from my Wittards of Chelsea presentation pack one particular one, which, funnily enough, is from the Seven Deadly Sins, and you've chosen anger. And could you tell us what the flavour you've gone for is, Sarah?
It is Aztec chilli.
Ooh, chilli. Now, I have tasted Morrison's chilli. They do a range, which was absolutely, to be honest, talking about subs, it was substandard.
But then you got to compare Morrison's Wittards.
Yes,
you know,
this is it.
It's
this
not
is
life
this,
with life.
I'm hoping for good things of this. Now, the ones we did with the ginger ones with Wittards, we actually had to add ginger powder to it to get ginger flavour.
That seems a bit wrong.
It does seem wrong. There wasn't enough. Maybe I was demanding too much.
You were.
Anyway, the milk looks like it's been on the stove a few minutes. It's forming a scum on the top, which is not
scum,
very...
I usually say skin.
Skin.
Scum doesn't sound very nice. No. It is actually quite nice. It's white and fluffy.
It is white and fluffy, yes. It's just I'm not a skin person. Are you somebody who likes...
No, I don't
like
the skin.
Custard and...
Custard is an abomination.
And rice pudding with the skin on it?
No.
No, I don't. Actually, I should be stirring that with a wooden spoon, so I'm just quickly going to go it into the... Whoops!
Ooh.
We're doing a bit of running around here. That seems to be about done. Ooh, that seems more than done. I had to blow on that to sort of lower the temperature a bit, otherwise it would have overspilled.
Even though it was off the heat.
Yeah, I know, but bizarre.
I might have a spoon.
Do you? You can...
Can I?
Mm. Ooh. Have a go. Right, what we also need to do is, from the little presentation pack I have here, whilst you're stirring up the milk. Now, because normally I get everybody else to do everything, because I'm holding the microphone. In this silver foiled package, are you good at opening those without scissors?
No.
Oh, good. I'll stand back over here, then, in case there's a sudden explosion of chocolate powder.
Oh, look at that! Gosh!
Oh, magnificente. Now...
There's not even a rip.
On the instructions here, it says, simply sprinkle 4 to 5 heaped teaspoons into a mug of hot milk and stir.
That means 5 heaped teaspoons then, doesn't
right.
it?
Right, yep, we can do that. We can do that. Right, now, if you, can you pour, and I always get...
Should we just put the thingy in?
Well, I know normally I would do, but it says simply sprinkle 4 to 5 headed teaspoons into a mug or cup of hot milk.
You see, what I usually do is follow the sauce principle and make a roux with the powder.
Make a roux?
Make a roux.
Is that like buckaroo?
Have you never made a proper white sauce?
No.
No, when you get a bit of flour and butter.
Oh, I know what you mean. You make a little tiny amount and then we can do that.
Yeah, but shall we follow the instructions?
We can see whatever.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, go on.
Then if we follow the instructions, I can say this is wrong.
There we are. You can get your considered opinion on that.
Oh, so, I know. See, I'm not a very good pourer either.
It hasn't got a sort of pouring lip. I would do it aggressively.
Aggressively.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, actually, that has worked, doesn't it?
It's
sweet.
Otherwise, it tends to sort of just flop all over the... Not that it matters in the pink kitchen.
Fetch a cloth, as they might say.
Now, I need a teaspoon.
Actually, that isn't too much of a...
No, that's all right. Yeah. You've done quite well out there. I'd say 8 out of 10
Thank
for
you
pouring.
Very much.
So, 4 or 5.
As it's the Olympics, do you think maybe we should go to sort of 6? 6.0, 5.8, 5.9, and all that stuff.
I think you're pushing your luck now.
Okay. Is that heaped?
That looks heaped, yes. I don't think you'd get much more on your teaspoon. That was quite a good heap. You see, it says sprinkle, but if you were to sprinkle that, I think it would just sprinkle everywhere else.
That was three.
Yeah, sorry, I mustn't put you off your counting.
I've got O-level maths, but, you know, it's...
I'm just going to go for four because I know how chocolatey this is.
Okay, well, I've done four on that one.
Okay. Two. And in they go. And so what we have is a pile of powder sitting on the milk, quite happily, like a little volcanic island ready to erupt.
Stromboli.
Mm.
As it is chilly, that probably does work. This isn't right.
Now, I have had a recent cold, so I'm a bit bunged up in the nose. So I'm hoping, A, this will help affect me, but I'm hoping that your nose will be able to smell chilli. What does chilli smell like? It doesn't smell so much, does it?
Well, it depends how strong the chilli is. There are times when it's really, really strong. Mm. I often can't walk into the kitchen when my significant other is doing one of his amazingly strong chilies. It's just sort of like... It smells of pain.
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 Yes, good. Now, I don't know what pain smells like, but there we are. And I don't really want to be honest. Not first-hand experience. Let's move that out of the way. What I was going to ask you is, it's got sugar already in it. Are you somebody that needs additional sugar in your hot chocolates?
No, sugar is white poison.
Ah, right, good, okay. That's fine. What about brown sugar? Is that white poison as well?
Well, often as not, it's white poison with a little extra colouring to make it look brown.
Yeah, there we are.
Unless it's muscovado.
Ooh, that sounds... What's muscovado?
Muscovado is a bit more of a raw cane sugar that's got a sort of still got the molasses in it, so it's quite sticky and lumpy, which is good for cooking, but I'm not really a sugar
person.
Sounded
like sort of like an aftershave or something, muscovado.
Can you tell I quite like cooking?
Yeah, good. Brilliant. Right. Okay, so we don't need to do anything else.
That has worked. It's been vigorous stirring,
yes.
But it does look like it has...
It's got... Now, it's quite a dark-looking colour compared to... some of the other ones in the range that I have tried, such as the Luxury, which is here they've called it Pride, which is a much milder colour. So, what we now need to do, I know it's quite hot. Smell test. And Sarah's just stuck her hooter straight into the liquid.
It smells of chocolate.
That's what I was rather hoping you would... But no chilli.
I can't smell chilli.
No. See, I mean...
There is no smell of pain.
No, right, good. So I'm hoping that you won't wince too much or fall over when you actually sample the hot chocolate with chilli in it.
Okay.
So cheers, Sarah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Can I have a big sippy now?
Oh, that's nice.
Mmm.
Still can't taste any chilli, though.
No,
it
you
might
see,
have a warm aftertaste or something.
Oh, yes. You see, that's what happened with the ginger one. There wasn't enough. The chocolate is so nice.
Mm. Yeah, you don't need five. That is a four.
Mm.
Though they were very heaped in this one.
Mm. Yeah, because too much. Well, there's a mild bit of chilli flavour in there. I'm beginning to get used to Wittard's of Chelsea's flavour of chocolate and when there's something else in it. But I wouldn't say, again... They've been very, very subtle with their chilli.
I've just caught a bit of chilli now. It's so subtle, it's almost not there. Mm. Which, when you think about it, when you look at that, it says Aztec chilli, you think, oh my goodness, I'm going to die.
It does, and because it's got the typical red, you know, chilli anger. And you do expect, particularly in a presentation packet where you've got a whole load of different chilies, different chocolates to try, you would expect to see or taste a real diverse... flavours in those, or to be really influenced, considering you can buy just a hot chocolate on its own. And this is supposed to, I imagine, sell the individual chocolates so that you find one you really like and you think, yeah, I'll go back and I'd buy a big tub at £5 a go.
I am feeling a chilli after effect now.
Oh, yeah.
Just a subtle. Like a pleasant chilli when, you know, you make a chilli and it's just sort of got a nice warming feeling without making you want to cry.
Mm.
It's nice.
So there you go. Subtle chilli flavour in that hot chocolate. I don't have any chilli powder to add to it as we did with the ginger. I've only got a proper chilli in the fridge, but that on its own I don't think is going to make much difference.
That'd be painful.
Mm. maybe what I need is a pestle and mortar and some chili pips and to mash it up and add it and boil it and then go back to it.
Then you might as well get yourself some cocoa beans, start grinding them up and really just do it natural style.
Now there's an idea for another show. Enjoy the chocolate, Sarah. Thank you very much for being
Thank
my
you,
top chili chocolate taster.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Good.